he has the backlog.
Black gold, back against the wall. Now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black gold, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding it, you're real, come wrong. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody stack, but we let it go. You know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, easy. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the BL, okay, okay, easy. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's show some love or be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that work hard and it pays more. Cause I've been spittin' and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuckin' with my art, you be duckin', dodgin' my dog. Now clap with me, they hatin', so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Just up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in the C-class, pads like flyers. Clean away a king, same color as my sire. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. When I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. You smell that? Didn't mow any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no praise in the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clack and I'll be revived. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. With me, then we go on line for line. I'm something harder, getting better every time. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. You're a mommy of cake, evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weight, but your jaws to me. See the heat is backed up, love to make it sweet. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, okay. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the BL, okay, okay, okay. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Woo. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black goat, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding it, you're real, come wrong. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
Goody, goody, y'all. It's your damn escape on YouTube, the VOE for the page of the airwaves. And we're going to get it on the as we always do. Appreciate you for what you do tonight. Let's get the show started. So, I know y'all been paying attention to social media. You know that's 21 Savage and Drake dropped the album. And they put out a fake SNL performance. They put out a fake Howard Stern interview. They also put out a fake Vogue cover shoot. And now they're being sued by Vogue. Being sued by Vogue because copyright for everything that you see in Vogue magazine, they didn't see that fake Vogue magazine. That's why Vogue is suing them for copyright infringement. Now, I'm not a big, listener, like all 21. Not that I don't like people. I like them as people, but as far as their music goes, I'm not rushing to listen to their music, not rushing to download their music, but I know who they are. In this business, I know who a lot of these artists are, even though they may not play their music, but you still gotta know who they are. And they're doing all the stunts to get you just the album to go stream it. You understand what I'm saying? They're doing all of that. And, you know, Drake said a lot again about she thought about getting shot by Tory Lanez in one of his songs. That he said something about Serena's husband in one of his songs. And I think he's doing all this because his last album ain't do as well as he thought it was going to do. Because he had Afro beats, and that's not him. Like Beyonce from the sign, and she, you know, took it back to the house days and all that stuff like that. Well, her music, for her Renaissance album, try to do the same thing with, like, with the Afro beats, and it's working for Beyonce, yeah, but for Drake, no. And he's doing whatever tactics he and 21 can pull to get with it. Get a joint album together. All them stunts you doing is not going to draw me to go want to listen to your album through stream, through the platform. Yep, not. What else I want to share? You got it. Now, you know yesterday was election day. I hope everybody in Georgia voted for the right person. I hope. I understand that putting in Herschel Walker for Georgia Senate. I don't live in Georgia, but I don't want to see that. I remember Herschel Walker played on my team in Dallas Cowboys. And I was a fan of Herschel Walker because he was playing on my team. But as a politician, he is a lousy politician. If I lived in Georgia, I wouldn't vote for him. So, here's an update on the Herschel Walker, Raphael Warnock situation. So, it's Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock had to run off in Georgia Senate election right controversy. It says the southern battleground state of Georgia is headed once again for a very contested Senate runoff election. As it showed, Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock narrowly leading Republican challenger, according to state election officials. Neither candidate is on track for 50% of the overall vote in the election that included Libertarian Chase Holloway. Warnock and Walker are now set to face off in a December 6th runoff. 2 years after Warnock became the first black senator from Georgia, in an intense and nationally followed runoff that was one of two races that determined control of the Senate. Warnock was of the historic blue wave that saw voters in this traditionally conservative stronghold elect President Biden into Democratic senators. Now, as political control, the Senate hangs in the balance. Republicans on Wednesday held a 49-48 lead in the ballot to control the Senate, which races in Arizona are also yet to be decided. In a brief speech supported Tuesday night at a hotel in Atlanta's North Suburbs, Warnock Reverence, the Talladega Nights, the movie starring Will Ferrell. I'm like Ricky Bobby, I don't want to lose. Maybe I didn't come to lose. I don't come to lose. Supposedly I didn't come to lose. Oh, Lord. Just before midnight, Warner supporters got in the downtown Atlanta hotel room. The Rays was supposed to call and ask them to hang on a little longer. What do we got for you? We know how much of it, you know, how much at stake in this election. He said, I'm going to say to you what I say to my church on Sunday. Keep the faith and keep looking up. Yeah. Before William Warner emerged to tell a small child that still not sure when the journey would end. I understand that this late hour you may be tired. I may be a little tired, he said, but whether it's later tonight or tomorrow or 4 weeks from now,
yeah, for the people right now.
Excuse me for yawning again. Here from the people of Georgia. On Wednesday, managers for two campaigns lost a little time in taking to social media at their opponent's shortcomings. Warner's campaign manager, Clinton Folks, noted on Twitter that Walker significantly underperformed, earning 200,000 fewer votes than Governor Brian Kemp, less than every other state Republican on the ballot. His counterpart, Walker's campaign manager, Scott Paradise, suggested in turn that Warner had failed to make the most of his advantages. 50% of the advantages will decrease. Excuse me, yeah. More than 50% voted against the incumbent that spent more than $100 million this year for the Georgia Senate race, tested Republican loyalty. To a problematic candidate, Walker, a former football star, has a history of lying and embellishing. Amid pre-election signs of voter disillusionment with Biden and the Democratic Party, throughout the campaign, Democrats had hoped Walker's political inexperience, along with his propensity for gaffes and claim made him a liability that will block Republicans claiming the pivotal battleground seat. The campaign has been sure if you were. University of Georgia, NFL and multi-businessman was rocked by multiple scandals and allegations that he had to pay for multiple women to take their pregnancy and an abortion. And you know what it is, y'all? I don't talk about this anymore, but I voted for the right thing. I gotta keep your head. Like I said, I hope y'all voted the right way. You know, they got a runoff on December 6th. And then I run, hope you vote the right way. I don't want no imbecile. I want to call Herschel Walker. I do not want him in the Senate representing y'all. I don't live in the state of Georgia. I wouldn't want the Senate representing y'all. Tell them nothing about politics. My policies. Y'all wind up voting Trump in president. Now I want them to do the same voting Walker as senator, and then he don't do what he claimed to do. Trying, like I said in the article, they're trying to do a nationwide ban of abortions, meaning they want to ban is on every state. And even if it's for medical reasons why the woman has to they are going to have an abortion. So you tell them that you'd rather me die from than me have this abortion. You would rather me die than... No, I'm not going to. If me having this abortion saved my life, I'm going to have this abortion in my damn life. This is why states like New Jersey and other states ban abortions. I'm saying they're not abortions because this is crazy. This is ridiculous. And doctors perform these procedures, they can lose their medical license. But the doctors are the ones telling these women they have to have these abortions because it was their lives. There's a video I saw through TikTok. I read an article where they were not operating his wife, giving her abortion, which she needed, and she wound up with something happening to her on hand. With understanding. I need the abortion. They don't get it. It can mess up to where they won't be able to have it ever again. And this could be the woman's first time having a child. They don't think about it. They're only banning abortion because they want white women to date more. They want white women to have more children and not black women. It's your choice if you want to put your baby in. It's your choice. A man should be telling me that I can't have it. And remember, back in the day, women used to do self-abortions, putting wire hangers up in them to pull out the... And by doing that, because one, you know what I'm saying? You know, they say, oh, when you're going to use something, sterilize it. Like, they say you get a splinter, and they tell you, oh, you can use a needle, a sewing needle, to get the splinter out. They said, but before you use the needle, I remember this when I was younger, you had to burn the needle over the fire, over the stove, and then let it cool. And once you did that, cool down, then you use the, you don't just go in and just needle right away. Nope, you had to burn it first, then you had to get the splinter out. Yep, that's what you had to do. Because if you didn't, all that dirt and stuff bacteria and stuff that's on that knee that you don't see, clean it, and sterilize it, and then use it. And if you don't, and bacteria on the hanger or whatever you want to use, either to get it out. Once that bacteria is in your system, it's going to mess up your finger. Yep. So I'm going to stop talking about them in this. I just hope it went off that they won off. I do not want you to win. Okay. I'm going to talk to you about my boy, Jimmy Allen. He's a country artist. I love country music. We have black country artists, but they're not out in the forefront like they should be. And Jimmy Allen, Darren Tucker, and Mickey Gatt are the only three right now not in country that black and in country that's in the forefront. this, like I said, this artist, but not being spoke of Jimmy Allen, the guy in Marius Rupp. Music Association was on November 9th. So let's find out more about the information below. While in the singer was scheduled to perform at the 56th Annual Country Music Association Awards, November 9th, announced that he had to drop off the event at the last minute due to illness. I was looking forward to performing with my friend Real Marcus King at the Country Music Awards today and on November 9th. Unfortunately, under the weather, I won't be able to. I look forward to watching them in the performance. The 2020-2021 Best New Artist nominee was scheduled to perform alongside Cassie Ballerini, Brian, Kelly Clarkson, Miranda Lambert, and more at Country Music Tonight. Jimmy is currently on tour with Carrie Underwood for Denim and Milestones Concert Series with Hell in Moline, Illinois on November 12th. There's no new news yet about Jimmy's illness may affect the main of the of this year's date. Joining the fellow American Idol on her tour on October 15th in South Carolina, reflected on the role the competition has played in his music career. I got to see some great singers on the show. He exclusively told me news in October, and even though I didn't all come in the top 10 or whether I missed. He was on American Idol, and I did not know that. I was not reading Idol. Well, Jimmy Allen, get well soon. And then keep making that coin and keep showing the world how people do country. It happens. People do get sick. It does happen. I know he wants to perform, but if he's sick, he don't want to pass around and make people sick. That's the case, though. You gotta be serious. I'm just gonna tell you the title of this article. I'm not getting into this story. But it says Trump's over Dr. Oz laws, blaming wife Melania. So he's mad at Dr. Oz laws in the election and is mad at his wife for it? What the hell is she gonna do? She has nothing to do with his campaign, with Dr. Oz's campaign. What, she can't vote for him. She don't live in Pennsylvania. Wherever he's running for office at, she don't live in, y'all don't live in that state for her to be able to vote for him. Okay. Oh, this is something I really want to talk about. It says VH1 breaks from MTV and joins BET Media Group and CEO Bob Bakish's latest Paramount shuffle. So VH1 is no longer part of MTV. Because Viacom owns MTV, VH1, I think BET. I'm not sure anymore about that. But they did own, because they did an empty, I guess they put VH1 under, you know how companies do when it's big company, then they have sub-companies under that one big company. So I think what Viacom did was put VH1 under MTV, because if you watch Wild While Not started out on MTV, and then they switched it from MTV and had it broadcasting on VH1, Meaning that it says here that VH1 breaks from MTV, meaning they have no ties. So now, that's why certain shows you would see, like at the end, like Wild and Out, I think, when it would go off, and it would go MTV. It would say MTV. But I think now that they broke from MTV, I'll never see that rights owned by MTV and all that stuff and shows. Let's get into the article. It says, let me close this. Okay, it says here, says Paramount is moving oversight of VH1 over to the BET. That network will have RuPaul's Drag Race and Love and Hip-Hop franchises. Others will not fall under the oversight of BET President and CEO Scott Mills and his team. Paramount President / CEO Bob back made the announcement on Wednesday memo to the shift means that VH1 is no longer a sister network to MTV, which it has since the channel's launch in 1985. As video was long part of the MTV network family, VH1 began as an adult contemporary music video channel before really shifting to reality fame. Chris McCarthy had previously held oversight of VH1 president and CEO of Paramount Media Networks. He recently gained control of Showtime Networks, prompting backers to reassess some of the company's structure. MTV Entertainment Studio, McCarthy, and LCS will continue to produce several of VH1's existing shows for the network, Backish said in his memo. So I guess they'll keep doing Wildin' Out. You can't get rid of Wildin' Out. VH1 has been successful in recent years with that have appealed to a black audience, including basketball, black, including hip-hop, and the drama specials. The network has also thrived in the franchise RuPaul's Drag Race. Moving to the BET Media Group, we will now offer alongside BET, BET Plus, BET Studio, BET Hub, BET Digital Unveils, who was forced to see it last year at this time. Tom McCarthy has his hands full after recently taking over Showtime Books last month's update. Crap, what happened? I lost the article. Let me go back in. That's true, because Love and Hip Hop, Basketball, Black Ankle, let's get back to that story. Last month's exit of David Nevins, also as that transition, BET and Mills now report to George Cheek, the president of CBS. Here is Backish's latest memo detailing the change. what it says, y'all. As we take further steps to accelerate the transformation of our business and maximize the full strength of Paramount, I'm excited to share that VH1 will move into the BET Media Group, which is BET, BET Plus, BET Studios, and BET Digital. This strategic alignment will ensure that VH1, a leader in multicultural programming and the second largest U.S. cable network for Black viewership, is best positioned for future success. As a key part of the powerful BET ecosystem under the leadership of Scott Mills, Scott and his team, you know, if you ever notice, if you're watching, what was it? I'm trying to remember. I remember I was watching that was on BET, and then when I switched up the channel, it was also on VH1. It's like, I get it that CBS and Viacom owns networks, but I think they were would show the same thing. Certain things you see on BET, you wouldn't think to see on VH1. Certain things you see on VH1, you wouldn't think to see on BET. But being that they put them on the BET, you might now all the old love and hip hops, Black Ink Crew, Basketball Wise, you might start seeing those on BET. It says it's a strategic alignment so that VH1 is, I read that part. Scott's team continues to drive the evolution and growth of VH1, building an interconnected set of leading platforms. Linear streaming digital studios centered on the Black community, Black culture and content. The ability to create hit programming and experiences invest in new talent and storytellers leverage our capabilities in streaming and original production and expand and deepen relationships with key commercial partners, make them ideally suited to take on this brand and business. I would like to thank MTV Entertainment Studios team under the leadership of Crystal Carter and Nina Aldeas, who for the past 5 years have rebuilt the VH1 brand, produced powerful projects from Black Ink to hip hop to RuPaul's Drag Race. They all have helped VH1 grow nearly 40 Emmy Awards while establishing it as an industry champion and driving diversity both in front of the camera and behind the camera. His team continues to focus on creating showtime and globalizing media networks. Also partnered with the BET team to continue the level of the system of each one. We are working through the details of that transition now, and updates we have them. In the meantime, as we look forward to the successful next chapter of VH1, please join me in congratulating Scott and the BET organization and thanking Chris and the MTV Entertainment team for their ongoing contributions. So, now that VH1 is under BET, you may even know VH1 is where you would see RuPaul's Drag Race. You may see it also on BET now because they joined forces. And I don't mind that. I don't mind watching rerun old shows like Drag Race and all my shows on BET. Yeah. Because anybody's trying to, you know, build their own network, but it's like you got to evolve with the times. What is popular? Like Roland Martin said, you got all these platforms like BET, VH1, and they're not doing a news show.
See, if I had my own network like Roland Martin, I would definitely have my own, I would have a show. And my host will only speak on facts. Like, if a story come out about a celebrity, we're going to make sure we speak. We're going to make sure we're speaking on facts. Because I've noticed, like, a lot of, you know, like, blog, like, online bloggers, like, John Brand I'm just using Josh Brand as an example. But they would post false information that they're not sure is true about it. And then when they finally get truth, it's like, oh damn. They have to make a retraction. Yep. Well, congrats to the people who's run BBC and now on VH1. Keep the Black Ink Crew. Keep, you know, Drag Race. Because sometimes, you know, you get new people having to change stuff. Bring the All-Stars. Bring Drag... Drag Race, All Stars, bring that back to VH1. Because I don't have to pay to watch it through Paramount. Even though Paramount's gonna charge a $4.99, I've been watching it since the beginning. I watched it on Logo since the beginning, and when it switched to VH1, I started watching it on there, and it was. Yeah. I got second questions. Next thing I want to talk about is all the Wayne who he battled in the verses. He put it up and who he was battling. Versus being that Tim and Swiss sold it to Trilla, and they wound up having beef with Trilla because Trilla paid them all their money. Versus is not, no, I don't think people are going to do Versus anymore. And Swiss and Tim ain't doing it, I don't think people want to do Versus anymore. Because it was for the culture. It was, you know, it was for us, by us. You understand, like, FUBU, it was for us, by us. And they sold it to Trilla because they inked a deal with Trilla so Trilla can show Versus and people in it at first through Trilla, one of Trilla's apps to where you have to pay for it to see it. But once, you know, it became this big thing, they started charging $2.99 on the Trilla app for you to be able to see the pictures. Because a lot of people thought somebody was streaming it and streaming it onto their YouTube and while we're watching it on Instagram like it was just started. So, I'm going to share some with y'all. I'm going to share some sports news with y'all now. Why Knicks opted against hiring suspended Celtics coach Ime Udoka. It says the Nets announced Wednesday. Oh, come on, I hate when I have to pop up reading the damn article.
I'm trying to get this article out, this pop-up out the way. It says, the Nets announced Wednesday that interim coach Jack Vaughn earned the position on a permanent basis after reports that the team had eyes on suspended coach Dave Udoka for the job, although that was reportedly sent to the team to change course. Udoka was in violation of team policy for about his involvement in an improper relationship with a female member of Austin staff. According to ESPN's Brooklyn backed off hiring Udoka in part because of the drama surrounding Kyrie Irving. The point guard is currently suspended for promoting an anti-Semitic film on his Twitter page and refuses to apologize for it on several occasions. The backlash from hiring Udoka coupled with the destruction that Irving has already caused the franchise ultimately dissuaded the team from making the move. And so the NBA reporter marks some strong voices urge Joe Tassi to not hire Udoka. You gotta do what's best for the team. You know what I'm saying? If they hiring Udoka would have been best for the team, then. But and Kyrie him posted the link to the movie that anti-Semitic. People said, look, ends up on Amazon. And why are people not mad that Jeff Bezos having it up on Amazon? But you mad at me because he posted it. And he watched it because he said some of the things in the movie he agreed with, some of it he didn't. And they suspended him for games just because he posted that. Yeah. What else we got? That's it for the sports news right there. Unless I find some more sports news. I don't care. Nobody's buying switches no more. Yeah. See, just give me the original Nintendo, and I'm good with the original Super Mario Brothers. You got me all day. The thing, the classic games that we grew up on, you know, they don't make them anymore, and if they it's like a bunch, because I remember they brought back out the Atari, and it was like a bundle where you get a bundle of Atari games on the console, so where you didn't have to go buy the games themselves, because it's already in the console, so you just bought the console, so it brought back the nostalgia of when you had an Atari. The part that had the nostalgia when you had the original Nintendo and was able to play Super Mario Brothers. Like this, we had ColecoVision. A lot of the game consoles I played when I was a kid, I wish they bring them back with the games. I forgot what games were part of ColecoVision. Because I remember, you know, Pac-Man was the ish. let's see here. Okay,
tonight was the CMA Awards, and they distributed to Loretta Lynn. That was nice. I didn't see it, but saying that's nice, they did that. But, you know, you got to give our icons their flowers while they're here. You know, they still have not when they're gone. What? Uh-oh. Me find out Pat and Van Jackson. I doubt it. See, this is the thing. Where the thing about bloggers, newspaper writers, magazine writers, where you getting your information? So I was saying earlier, a little bit earlier, that, you know, people put out for information. And then when they called out, they're cleaning it up. That's why I'm like, who is your source that's giving you information? So it says here, Pat Sajak says, I'm through after Vanna White racing on their confession. Says, what is the great exhibition commentary with Amy Schneider, Matt Amodio, and Matthias Coach. Okay. It says, his role, okay. Okay, it says, are there troubled waters on the fortune set? Tuesday night episode of the HR from Vanna White didn't go well with the stage. White doesn't like cold water. She was in the air. At the end of the episode, Ajax told White, we've worked together for a long time and I know a lot of things about you. I know that you won't get anybody a water level, what, 85, 90 degrees? She replied, at least 87 or 90 degrees. Yeah, my cold. Would you drink water, Pat asked? Vanna, to which she replied, I do. The host then asked if Vanna would take a cold shower. No, she replied, okay, well, then I'm through. So long, Sajak. White was listened by Sajak's shower question. This is the first time Sajak says he's done. After White reveals a factoid about herself. Back in March, a contestant picked a category called Flavorful Dumplings, which caused Vanna to make a confession of her own. A confession to make, I don't make my own dumplings. I use canned biscuits. There you go. She said, I can't take this. Pat said as he walked the huge and Sage also may have taken it too far with a question for Vanna that involved asking if she has ever watched opera in the buff. Was that a fortune disturbed by the comments? Wow. All these years I've been together doing Wheel of Fortune. Now you want to get with your question, and then you don't like the answer she gives to the question you ask? Well, what would prompt you to ask her if she listens to opera or watches her in the bus? Yeah. And then we can watch the video, Pat. Soon after Vanna revealed her temperature. Hey, what is wrong with you? I I don't think I really watched Fortune, but I, you know, now I was in the, I watched celebrity, you know, I watched, when I was young, I watched it here and there, but as now I watch a celebrity, Fortune. Not regular for celebrity. You guys, see, I can't make an excuse to Pat. Say, oh, because he's up in age, this guy, he's doing all of this. Excuse me, y'all. Aging got nothing to do with it. He shouldn't have said inappropriate things like that. Mm. Water, got in my throat. Let's see what else. Okay, we sports news. WWE officially retired from their championship. It says, let's see. Okay, let me, WWE officially retired from WWE 24/7 championship this week. Asking for WWE.com on Wednesday. The website has officially Nikki Cross as one of its active champions and now the 24/7 title as one of its championships, putting its timeline from 2019 to 2022. The title was introduced in May 2019 with the 24/7 rule that the Hardcore Championship had back in the early 2000s. While if we're joining a moments, the title immediately disappeared from the TV once Triple H took over WWE's booking in late July. But now pulling on, the title was only seen and defended at live events. Out to a number of where multiple people would win the title before Dana Brooke would win. She finally got the chance to defend it on this week's Raw and lost to Cross, who promptly dumped the title in a trash can. Wow. I'll do whatever I want with it. Dump it on the floor, inside the trash, outside in a dump. Get incinerator, bury the thing in the graveyard. Please. Always try and argue with me. Try to stop me. I welcome it, please. Honestly, I won't bite. Cross wrote while posting the video from the Raw. The title's history ends with R-Truth as the longest reigning champion at 423 days across 32 regions. Wow. I thought they was retiring, like, you know, like, they, you know, like, they have the Wrestling Hall of Fame and the Rock's pictures in there. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm thinking. The article. Not be crap. See, before they changed WWE, I was still a fan. And I think I mentioned this in a previous show that they had to change the name because their name was similar to the charity organization, the World, what is the Worldwide, the World Federation, that I can't, so because the letters of the organization the same as WWF, and they had long before the wrestling, I think, before wrestling had theirs, you know, they got to keep the initial WWF, and then wrestling wound up with the WWE, Let's see, what else can I share with y'all? No, I want to share a post with y'all. But I have to, let me see if I can, I'm going to share a post that I wrote a long time ago. This was in November 7th. This was 2 days ago. But in 2020. And I wrote, to all the females who have better themselves, taking care of their family, holding for all themselves, you be proud of what you accomplished in life, you're on the path to success, and whatever you do, don't let it can't hold you back. Take off the negativity and put on the positive, like a new outfit, and wear it proudly. And I wrote that because, you know, when you're on social media, go down your timeline and you see females either being on themselves or just being general, you know, they feel like they have no appreciation, you know. So, you know, so I wrote that, and, you know, people liked it, you know. I don't think anybody commented because I don't see it yet. They liked it, but they didn't. Liked it, but they didn't comment on it, and they shared it 5 times. And like I said, because you know, I'm not a single parent, but I have a feeling that women who are single parents, they didn't want it to be that way. They wanted to be with the person they had the children with, but for some reason they don't want to talk that way. Yeah, it don't work that way, so. You know, I wrote that to really kind of boost their spirits, you know. Get somebody, especially coming from an email, you know, to feel some sort of way. Let's see what else I can show. This I wrote in August of 2010. Says, know the love between you and your partner is real when they accept you for who you are and always have your back. Now, if you're right. I wrote, because you think about it, right? Let's say you and your man out on a date. Sitting down day after day, just sitting there talking. And let's say a situation happens where you confront somebody about something. And the way, you know, the way you're the person, you're like all loud with it. Even though, you know, like, you know, calm down, you know, and then as you accept situation, you realize you was in the wrong. And told you was in the wrong. Like, say something happened, he tells you in the wrong, but, you know. And then, like, I've seen it where fights, and, like, guys get into fight, you know, because of their girlfriend, his mouth. And then, even though they know she's in the wrong, they still have to defend her honor. even though that she was running her back, because you can't be in a date with somebody and not have back. You might resent you for having a breakup with you because of it. Oh no. I'm saying congratulations to my second leg, but I'm meaning the post that she made, and I don't know what I'm saying congratulations for, but I'm going to say it anyway. Because that's how you show that you're genuinely happy for someone when you get happy. As, you know, when people don't know, they see people saying, and you don't saying congratulations. Like, I'm not saying congratulations. I need to know people, like, I need to know why I'm saying congratulations. No, just be happy for the person. Be happy for them. So, I'm going to see, I need to, you know, I know she told me she was working on writing a book. So I don't know if she finished it or not. It's getting published. I will go to her page, to see what everybody's reading her about. Okay. Post before. Recent pictures read, and I don't want to read her post, but I'm going to read this one, because this is the important one. It says, I am excited to soon read my third anthology issue. It's featuring 10 women exercising and took massive action despite their circumstances. It is with great pleasure that I present Amazon to Best Time author Bonet Lynch as one of the featured authors on the anthology. She is a mother and awesome actress with a disability that refuses to let it define her life. This family helped me celebrate this great woman. There is more to come. It's your time, sis. Keep your faith up. Massive action beyond the job. Okay. So that's, she said, okay, Bonnie Lynch is one of the authors featured in this energy. Okay, so congratulations to Benita. Now it says here, she's going to be a featured author. Let me, after the original, so the book is going to be called, the anthology book is going to be called Issue This, and it is time. We see people and we see them smiling all the time, and we never truly know what's hiding behind that smile. Like, growing up, I never really smiled. So it always looked like, you know, people always thought I was mean. I would just die a smile. And it's like, I always say, you never know what somebody's going through, and like, people smile, you never know what's hiding behind that smile. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying. You know, there's things that happen in people's lives that tell you everything. Your best friend, there could be things going on in your best friend's life if your best telling you. And then when out, you say, but why you never tell me? Why you tell me? I'm your friend, why you want to tell me? Because, and I think some people, not all, I think the reason why they can't, they don't really share what's going on, because there's a lot of times they feel they're judged. Like, judge you for what? For me, if anybody shares what's going on in their life with me, even if it has to do with drug addiction, alcoholism, whatever it is, I have no right to judge you. My life ain't perfect. Nobody's perfect. So nobody has the right to judge you. Like they say, only God can judge. But there are people who do judge people. Like, you say, well, I'm an alcoholic. Somebody judge you. And every time they see you and they see you around alcohol, they're going to, you know, have something to say to make sure that you don't take a drink. So when my sister said that, or being a anthology, yeah. Congratulations to her. Congratulations to everybody who's a part of that, who's going to be a part of that anthology. Like a leg, and because it did say it was 10, so it's 10, the sophomore off 2, and it's 10, so they got, what, 8 more, will be revealed who's going to be a part of it, and she's probably sharing what she's been through, you know, people, even though that you've been with, that you can say, oh, this is the love of my life. Even though the person's not here anymore, but still from your heart, that the love of your life, and then something tragically happens to them, and even though your person is not together, and let's just say, you know, someone for a long time and then you lose that person, you know, that you come, you know, you want to be alone to yourself, to get your thoughts together, you know, because when you lose someone that's into you, you know, you don't have to deal with that. You know, yeah, so next week is the promotion of the show. So I made a post that people that I know businesses in it and that do music, they can, you know, call them themselves. I mentioned this, I do this every month, the third Wednesday of the month. We in November, so now December. And that's for anybody. If you can call and promote something. If you try to promote, you call and promote your party. It doesn't matter where you are. You know, in New York, no matter what state you're in, call and promote your party. You never know. Somebody might say, oh, I'm in that state. So now I know that I can go party at. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I have to go party at. So you probably listen to some of the promotion videos, and some of them, you might, it sound like an interview was going on, because people thought. They thought it was an interview for what interview about their business. No, it's for you, open, for you to just call in and be like, my so-and-so, this is my business, da, 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 da. or my name is so-and-so artist, that you can get music, check out my music through, you know. It's not for me to interview you. It's not an interview. It's an interview. I can do it as well. But that's not what the show is. Just call it, promote what you're doing, you know, to the members so they, you know, like, oh, okay. She has her own business. I'm a supporter. And I was just, the person might say, oh, he has her own, let's say, tea business where they can tea to drink. And like, oh, she has her own tea business. Let me support it. You know? Yeah. I mean, I didn't know what to talk about. I wanted to share this. And see, when anthologies are, might be short stories, this anthology might be short stories. I. And what I'm going to do, when she comes out the book out, right? When she says, oh, the book is out now. So how much it costs? I'm going to support it and get it on Amazon. If it's like an ebook where you can go on and just read, that as well. Do that as well. She may call in on the promote your business. Yep, she may call in. That's when she was going to call in. But you know, you're so busy doing things, dropping time. And I think she's was gonna sit then, but she canceled, so sometimes she may call in. And also she's a part of the anthology. Yeah. Now I watched the Nets next tonight and my boys won. And I see you on the fan. And I said this before. And this is when Mark Jackson was sick. And he's no longer playing the sport. He's a player now. Or analyst, whatever you want to call him. But just long I've been a team, but you've been a fan since, like, let's see, 90s, early, I say 90s. That's crazy, right? And people get on me when they say what my favorite teams are. People get on me because they're New York team. And it's, and that's, you know, that's crazy for any state, and your favorite team is not a home state. Yeah. Let's see here. Let's see what time we got left. So. I'm sorry for the, I mean, that's it. But, we got 41 minutes of the show. Even though I made the show 2 hours, it's a 2-hour show, It seems like every time I do this show and I have more to talk about, I end the show early. The next show I have to do is End the Experience of Another Brother Music. So, this is what I want to say before I get out of here. You know, Sunday is Black Friday. And last year, I said, you know what I'm going to do? Just came to me. I'm going to make the founder of Black Oak, which is JT's birthday, Black Oak Day. You know how celebrities, you know, street name after the neighborhood, or they get the city where they're from, they say, such and such day is, say, Latifah Day. Right? So, yeah, on that day, it's Queen Latifah Day. But I decided that from now on, November 3rd will be known as, you know, Stephon's birthday. Because I don't know the exact, see, I don't know the exact, I know it's that Black Oak started in 96, but I don't know the exact date in 96 when it started. If I knew the exact day, I would have known that day. Black Oak Day, but I decided to the first birthday Black Oak Day. So, which is this thing. And so, what's going to happen, instead of being mixed around, which is the show I do every Sunday, we're going to have a show where people call in and share, you know, and share memories of the founder, you know, when they was introduced to Black Oak, you know, share memories about the founder, you know, that's what Sunday is going to be, and I'm trying to do it early, my whole time I do it early, you know, because people got to get up and go to work, so I don't want to do it at 11. You will see it, so if you know who the founder of Oak is, I'm going to put a post up, get a, you know, I started last year, so the second year, next year will be the third year, and keep it going. And keep it going. I'm not supposed to be wearing a new shirt on the Black Oak Festival. And the new shirt is going to be LIFE. It's an acronym for Love is for Everybody. And I forgot, I was watching a TikTok video and I heard somebody say that. Or watching a show. Because I think what I heard it was they were talking about trans people or gay people. I can't remember, but the person said, you know, life. Love is for everybody. So I'm going to put that out as a t-shirt. You know, people see, you know, people say things out there. Oh, you say, that's a t-shirt, but they never make the t-shirt. Like, they say something that could be put on a t-shirt, but never make to make money. So I'm going to make the t-shirt that says, love is for everybody. Because love is for everybody. You can't. You can't, like, if I'm a lesbian, and you don't want to be my friend anymore because I'm a lesbian. Like, I need y'all to understand this. For people who, if your friends up to you, a guy come to you say gay, you straight, that doesn't tell you he wants you. The same thing with a woman come up to you, come up to another woman, she's lesbian, she's a lesbian and all that stuff. I don't, just because they like the same sex doesn't mean they want you. You understand? Everybody has a preference of what they like. And if you don't fit that criteria, then they're not going to hit on you. There's some who might try to see if they can get away with it. But not every gay person wants a straight person. Some do it to see how hard will they let it go. I've never been hit on by a woman. You know, I've never seen a gay man, another a man. You know what I'm saying? I have nothing against people that have gay cousins. You know what I'm saying? My love for my cousin's gay. My love doesn't change. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. When you're coming out story, you telling your parents that you're gay, you're lesbian, bisexual, whatever. That and your parents is like, child of mine's gonna be gay. I get it. It's hard for the parent to accept. But get that. But you shouldn't be loving your child. Why do you want to stop loving the child you want to just because they was gay? They was transgender. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy to me. Stop loving your child. Just own your child because it's the same sex. That's crazy. Like, I get to take in. Because, it's hard to take in because as a parent, you already set your child's future in your head. Yep. You set your child in your head. And you see your child getting married and having grandkids for you. That's what you see. But then it's like, I'm gay, it's like to you, they robbed you. It's like they robbed you at some point. And it's not even, it's just that, it's not that you can't get grandkids, into this, that there are plenty of gay couples that a surrogate, impregnated a surrogate, and look at Sean and his husband, they use a surrogate. Well, I won't say they the female's eggs. So they went to sperm and they wound up having twins. I think they're twins. But they're not identical. They're like the child. I think because they're around the same age, what I think him and his husband did was had them back to back, like in age. And I think one of them, whoever the person is that they used to have the children, so I think they used Chinese sperm, and she had a baby. So, and then they used the husband, and then had another baby, so it's like...
the kids have their DNA. Now, there's nothing wrong with adopting or anything like that, but older women, there are some older women who have kids, but they won't be able to. So what they do is take the eggs out and let someone else carry the egg to turn. But I think I could do it. I don't think I can do it like some of these women do. Be you know, the person can have kids, but they can't, like, the line is so thick that they wouldn't carry a baby, so they get somebody else to carry the baby. Yeah. I don't know if I could put someone's egg in me and then go into a baby and then have the baby give them their baby. I don't know if I do that because in that situation, I don't think they let the person who's having this, I don't think they let them because they don't want them to get touched. I think it was a life movie or a Hallmark movie where where this couple when it came and something was on the wife where she can have kids that she won't be able to carry it and if she tries to leave it. Having a miscarriage. So what the husband did was a surrogate, someone that would carry the baby for them, would have the baby for them. And even though it was the wife and the husband's sperm, to deliver the baby, she didn't want to give the baby up. She didn't because even though it's not her egg or her sperm or whatever, that because so it's like when the baby comes out, you make a connection and you and the child is already born because it came out of you. I was like, no, I can't get. No, I can't give up the baby. But you signed a contract that you would have the baby, and then once you had it, give it to the rightful parent. And she was like, no, I can't do it. But the thing is, that it wasn't her egg. It was his egg. That was injected with the husband's sperm, and then once they see the signs that it's gonna be a baby, they put the egg in. You know what I'm saying? Now, I can. So how person up? Would I do that? I don't think. So. I don't think I would do that. It's because I think I wouldn't do it because. Carrying it, you're gonna grow an attachment to the child. You know the situation. You're gonna catch feelings for the child because it's growing in you for 9 months. You know it ain't really you, but it's growing in you for 9 months. You know. So once again. To my sister, Colette, the same author, and the answer is G. It's time, sis. I'm going to end the show right here. So I might have this there. They want them to play right here in the station. All you gotta do is let me
at 201-399-2014 or at RosaStarling.net. The next promotion business show is next Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you launch another business on the artist anyone was looking to promote. Call 347-202-3138. That's 347-202-3138 to promote what you got going on. And if you're missing the show, by Road to Stardom Radio, or you can do the blogstarradio.com, /RoadToStardom, blogstarradio.com, /RoadToStardom. Yes. Or you can go to Facebook, Road to Stardom Radio page, and listen through there, or just Google Road to Stardom Radio, see the platforms we are on. You know, I haven't checked in a long time about on the platform, how many platforms. Let's see. Because the last time I counted, I think I had about 24, 25. Let's see. And then I'm going to be out of here. I'm trying to see how many platforms. Besides the ones I already know of, let's see. Tune in, iHeart. I don't know why my thing is not scrolling. We got Apple, TuneIn, iHeart. Of course, Blog Talk, but I'm not going to count Blog Talk. Player FM. Okay, Player FM, there's more pages. You count Facebook. You gotta count Facebook. Wait a minute, I see something. I see a new one. We got a new one, y'all. Ivy.m. That is a new one. That is a new one. Ivy.fm. So it's Ivy.fm. Now, I didn't put it, and this first started happening where RoadToStardom is on different sites is because Blog Talk put the station up on different sites. But I didn't know if it was Blog Talk doing that. I thought somebody was taking my shows and putting it up on these different podcast sites, that somebody was taking my content and putting it up on different sites. Until I realized, oh, it's Blog Talk doing that. And it's a new one, Ivy.fm. That's a new one. I got to write that down. I have to write that. I wrote it down, but I don't put that. I wrote it down at. Oh, Blake, you got a new music. Okay, Blake. I'll be some Blake. So let me write this so I don't forget. So I can be used. Let's see here. Let's just see here. Ivy.fm. New site. Okay, done. I wrote it down. I will be making a post to my Instagram, to Instagram, to Twitter. Matter of fact, let me let's do this and Yo, people got jokes. Someone posted on Instagram, I'm just saying this for the last of it all, My son's father thought I was such a good mom. He let me do that too. That's crazy, y'all. Yeah, crazy. That is crazy. I'm trying to okay, let's see here. And let's go back. Okay. Looking for where, you know, you put I'm trying to connect to post to Twitter. I was looking for Twitter so that I can see it. Yeah. I'll do that out. So that's a new one. Ivy FM, which I never heard of. So it's gotta be new. I know about Audible. I know about Player FM. But Ivy's a new one, so definitely gotta share that with people. So be listed about 20. So if it's Ivy, would make either 25 or 26. Cause I gotta find this. I think Ivy makes 25 or 26. I'm not sure. Appreciate you for going with you, girl. Keep out of the trailer road. This radio. I'm gonna shut it down. Peace, mom. Good night, everybody.